Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Thursday, February 27th. It's Election Day in Ontario. The polls will be open from 9 this morning until 9 tonight. There are 8 candidates for MPP in Bruce Gray Owen Sound on the ballot and 6 in Huron Bruce. If you received a voter information card in the mail, take it with you to the poll because it will help speed things up. You can still vote without a card by showing a piece of ID with your address on it. More details, including where to vote, are available on the Elections Ontario website. A 1-hour election night special right here on 560 CFOS will begin after polls close this evening, with all of the results as they're confirmed. Owen Sound Council has given the thumbs up to a zoning change for a proposed hotel in the city's east side. A developer is proposing a 120-room, 6-story Hampton Inn along 16th Avenue East, right near Heritage Place Mall. Councillor Brock Hamley says this development would help address a very real shortage of hotels in Owen Sound.
Just try to book a hotel for major events like the Salmon Spectacular, Summer Folk, and even all of our sports tournaments. It's not easy and it's not cheap.
The developer still needs site plan approval and a building permit before construction could begin, but Bayshore News is told the hope is to break ground on the new hotel by midsummer. Public meetings in Erin Eldersley, rescheduled due to weather earlier this month, are coming up next week. Council's inviting community input on how municipal representation should be structured moving forward. Right now, Erin Eldersley has a ward-based system where council members are elected to represent specific geographic areas. Council would like to know if residents prefer an at-large approach. You can have your say at open houses held in Paisley and Tara next Tuesday and Wednesday. Grey Highlands is looking into how it can support a funding request for a new playground in Singhampton. Last spring, a previous playground at the Singhampton Community Centre and Park was demolished, and now a community-led group is planning for a new one. Grey Highlands Councillor Nadia Dubik says this is one of many parkland requests council has received recently.
I think it really is a reflection of the growth of our communities and the growing number of families and the need for places to gather.
And some LG brand ovens are being recalled by Health Canada. The agency says the ovens can be easily turned on accidentally by users or pets and pose a fire hazard. There have been 8 incidents in Canada linked to this issue. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks are headed for a higher open this morning. Futures up in pre-market trading after an earnings beat from market bellwether NVIDIA. Yesterday, a mixed close. The Dow fell 188 points to 43,433. The S&P 500 was flat, while the NASDAQ advanced slightly. The TSX also closed higher, 124 points to 25,328. Bitcoin bouncing 3% higher this morning after a big-time sell-off in crypto. The price of oil is 1% higher at $69.40 per barrel, while gold's trading 1% lower, just under $2,900 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 69.71 cents U.S. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
I'm RJ Brighthead. The Morning Sports is brought to you by Remax. Winnipeg defeated Ottawa for their 11th straight win. Vancouver beat L.A., the Raptors fell to Indiana, and the Blue Jays lost their first of the spring to the Phillies. Wayne Gretzky was Canada's honorary captain for the Four Nations face-off final and has faced backlash for his friendship with President Donald Trump. Clearly aware of the negativity, Trump posted this on Truth Social yesterday. Wayne's my friend. He's the greatest Canadian of them all, and I am therefore making him a free agent because I don't want anyone in Canada to say anything bad about him. He supports Canada the way it is. Canadian men's soccer coach Jesse Marsh, who is an American, spoke up for Canada at the CONCACAF Nations League Finals Media Day yesterday.
If I have one message to our president, it's lay off the ridiculous rhetoric about Canada being the 51st state. As an American, I'm ashamed of the arrogance and disregard that we've shown one of our historically oldest, strongest, and most loyal allies.
If Canada beats Mexico in late March, they could face the U.S. in the final. Now here's your local sports.
Thank you, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack picked up 2 big points in their push for a playoff spot. Fred Wallace has this report.
Cole Zaroski had a goal and an assist as the Attack beat Niagara 5-1. Jake Crawford had 2 assists for Owen Sound as Niagara is now winless in their last 11 games. Next action for the Attack will be Friday at London. Again, Zaroski with a 2-point game. The Attack beat Niagara 5-1. Fred Wallace at the J.D. MacArthur Arena.
The Attack now sit in the eighth and final playoff spot in the Western Conference, tied with the Sarnia Sting and 2 points back of the Sioux Greyhounds. The Meaford Knights lost 3-1 to the Bradford Rattlers in game one of their North Conference semifinal. And in the PJHL playoffs, the Kincardine Bulldogs fell 4-2 to the Wingham Ironmen. There's always more sports on the RE/MAX Gray Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX agents have the experience to get the job done in today's market. Your weather's up next. A few flurries or showers today and a high of 2. Tonight, some flurries and a low of minus 9. And mostly cloudy early on tomorrow, then snow beginning near noon, 10 to 15 centimeters, a high of 0.